הקטע הראשון מתוך ספר מתחברים אל
המקור אקספט We'll be reading is by Baal HaSulam from the article Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item
34.
One should know that any contentment our Maker derives from bestowing upon His creations depends on the extent to which the creations feel Him, that He is the giver, and He is the one who delights them. Then He takes great pleasure in them, as a father playing with his beloved son. To the extent that the son feels and recognizes the greatness and exaltedness of his father, and his father shows him all the treasures he had prepared for him. As it is written, Ephraim, my darling son, is he a child of joy? For whenever I speak of him, I do remember him still. Hence my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones who have been granted the feeling of Him and recognizing His greatness in all those manners He has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his darling son, like a father with his child of joy. We need not continue about this, for it is enough for us to know that for this contentment and delight with those whole ones, it was worth his while to create all the worlds, higher and lower ones alike.
Next.
Excerpt number 2 from Baal HaSulam, article A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar. Our sages said, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. This means that one can make a new environment for oneself, and this environment will help him obtain the greatness of his rav through love of friends who appreciate his love. Through the friends discussing the greatness of the Rav, each of them receives the sensation of his greatness. Thus, bestowal upon his love becomes reception and sufficient motivation to an extent that will bring one to engage in Torah and commandments, mitzvot, lishma, for her sake. It was said about this, that Torah is acquired by 48 virtues, by serving the sages, and by meticulousness of friends. This is so because besides serving the Rav, one needs the meticulousness of the friends as well, meaning that the friends will influence him so that he obtains the greatness of his Rav. This is so because obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment, and a single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever. Again, excerpt.
Next.
Excerpt 3 from Baal HaSulam, article 191 of Shamati, The Time of Descent. It is hard to depict the time of descent when all the works and the efforts made from the beginning of the work until the time of descent are lost. To one who has never tasted the taste of servitude of the Creator, it seems as though this is something outside of him, meaning that this happens to those of high degrees. But ordinary people have no connection to serving the Creator, only to crave the corporeal will to receive, present in the flow of the world, washing the whole world with this desire. However, we must understand why they have come to such a state. After all, with or without one's consent, there is no change in the creation of heaven and earth. The Creator behaves in a manner of good and doing good. Thus, what is the outcome of this state? We should say that it comes to announce His greatness. One does not need to act as though he does not want her. Rather, one should behave in a manner of fearing the exaltedness, to know the merit and the distance between him and the Creator. It is difficult to understand this with the superficial mind, or to have any possibility of connecting the Creator and creation. During a descent, he feels that it is impossible that he will have connection or belonging to the Creator by way of dvikut, by way of adhesion, since he feels that servitude is a foreign thing to the whole world. In truth, this is so, but in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. This means that it is a matter that is above nature, that the Creator gave this gift to creation to allow them to be connected and adhere to him. Hence, when one becomes reconnected, he should always remember his time of descent, so as to know, understand, appreciate, and value the time of adhesion. So he will know that now he has salvation above the natural way. Continue.
Number 4 from Shamati 30, the most important is to want only to bestow. The most important is not to want anything except to bestow because of his greatness, since any reception is flawed. It is impossible to exit reception, but only to take the other extreme, meaning bestowal. The moving force, meaning the extending force and the force that compels to work, is only greatness. One must think that ultimately the effort and the labor must be made. But through these forces, one can yield some benefit and pleasure. In other words, one can please a limited body with one's work and effort, which is either a passing guest or an eternal one, meaning that one's energy remains in eternity. Again, item 4.